Hello, everyone. Homecoming Hero here. Before the episode starts, I just wanted to make a very quick announcement, and that is that I'm going to be going back to doing gaming content. I experimented with no gaming content November, and I think it would be better off for me to just go back to gaming content. I wasn't really feeling it. It was like a fun idea on paper, but then some of the ideas that I had were very time consuming. I might throw some non-gaming content ideas in the future because I do have a couple of them, but some of them are going to take a little bit more time than sitting down and playing a 5-hour game. Some of them involved watching like 8 or 9 hours of movie, and that was a lot of movie to watch, and even rewatching more movies. So there is going to be one more no gaming content November thing released to wrap it all up, and it is going to be movie related. So there is one that I am almost finished with that we will see to the end of that. But so I'm going to be talking about a couple indie games. I'm going to be doing an indie holiday buyer's guide and just a little bit of chill content. I am working on a Christmas special, and that's going to be the big, like, season finale for this season of the podcast, and then the podcast will come back, like, in February, March, April-ish. I don't know. It will definitely come back with enough room to do a couple episodes before Summer of Sprites starts, but for now, thank you so much for listening, thank you so much for understanding. And yeah, on to today's episode, which is going to be really fun. Sometimes you just got to drop fruit on each other. That's right, I'm talking about Suika Game. For those who don't know, Suika Game is a game on Switch where you drop fruit to try to get your high score and make more fruit by dropping matching fruit on top of each other. By placing a fruit on top of another fruit, you end up creating a different type of fruit. Do that and more, and you will eventually get the highest fruit on the tier chain, a watermelon. Starting with cherries, working up to strawberries, grapes, onions, I think. I don't know what kind of fruit that one is. Oranges, apples, and more. You work up from smaller fruit to bigger and bigger fruit that take up more space. And the second a fruit, no matter how small, gets out of the jar, it's over and you're starting from the beginning. No story, no missions, just a high score, leaderboards, a game, and a couple themes, and fruit. Welcome to this episode of Late Night Sprites, where this week I'm going to be talking about the beauty and the simplicity that is Suika Game. The game that has seemingly taken the internet by storm with only one idea, relaxing and dropping fruit. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of Late Night Sprites. And if you are new, thank you so much for being here. If you're not, thank you so much for stopping in. When I first heard of Suika Game, I saw it basically imported from a lot of people. A lot of people really wanted to play this game, and they went on the Japanese eShop, added funds and whatnot, and got it. Lucky for me, a couple days later, it ended up on the eShop. And, well, it was only $3. I couldn't say no to that. Some of my favorite gaming experiences have been less than $5, like the Gunman Clive series when I was younger, back on the 3DS. And this was no different. So after getting Mario Wonder, many people used their gold coins to get Suika Game. I got this game physically, but I had enough gold coins to get Suika Game as well, and didn't need to add any funds. So, what was the big appeal of this game, I thought? It's just dropping fruit. The entire game was just dropping fruit. What I didn't know was in store for me was a fun and relaxing experience that, again, costs less than $5. When you open Suika Game, you aren't even given a tutorial. You aren't given a how to play. You are given the game, your options, and that's about it. Jumping right into it, you drop fruit on top of each other to, as I stated earlier, make more fruit. Two cherries makes a strawberry, two strawberries makes grapes, and so on and so forth. Building up the as you get more and more fruit, the fruit gets bigger and bigger, with each fruit taking up more space. So if you don't worry about space management, you will surely quickly lose your game. Before you know it, the fruit will be piling out of the jar, the little fruit will shake, and there will be no more. Also, these little fruits are sentient. Every fruit has a cute little ooh-woo face attached to it, just to add a layer of charm. There's only one song and basically one or two aesthetics, including a Halloween theme. Suika Game is one of those games that when I picked it up, I was not seeing the appeal at first. I always love a puzzle game that has maybe a story mode or challenges or a mission mode. Even stuff like Tetris had like more than just playing Tetris. It had multiplayer, it had more. But this game at its core was just a puzzle game where you drop fruit. The aesthetic and graphics were nice and clean, and it was a very crisp and clean game. Although some people do, myself included, complain about the physics a little bit. If you have a big fruit and you drop it on a little fruit, you might end up launching that little fruit out of the jar and ending your game prematurely. The physics in this game are a little wacky. Not wacky in a bad way, but definitely wacky. And that's the name of the game. Everything that I've stated is the game. A very cute aesthetic, a very fun little theme, and just about it. Fruit. So why do so many people love this game so much? Some people say that this game is incredibly relaxing. Others just like the cute aesthetic. But seeing so many Twitch streamers or YouTubers streaming this game really got me scratching my head when I first played it. And then I went for another round. And then I went for another round. And another, and another. A couple nights after initially getting the game and trying it once, I played Mario Wonder for a little bit. I completed a world, I got a royal seed, and I wanted to play some games, but I didn't necessarily want to play any more Mario Wonder. As much as I was enjoying my journey, I wanted to pace myself and really enjoy the game. So I decided to play a little bit of Suika Game. I booted up the game on my Switch, installed the update with the Halloween theme, and there it was, the same game that I left it. Starting from the beginning, it was the same thing, matching fruit over and over again. I found that playing this game for about 20 minutes was more than enough of Suika Game, but for 20 minutes and $3, it was pretty good. Suddenly, I found myself playing Suika Game after playing every major release lately. The new Mario Kart DLC that just dropped. Well, I played some rounds with some friends and really enjoyed the new courses and saw that it was a nice little send-off to Mario Kart. But then I picked up Suika Game for like 30 minutes after. I was playing Spider-Man 2 and trying to get that platinum and basically clearing out the map now that I'm done with the main story, doing everything I can to get that up to 100%. After I was done, decided to relax with Suika Game. Suika Game to me this year is what Marvel Snap was last year, and even what Marvel Snap is now. Suika Game is one of those games that you can just relax with. Suddenly, I saw the appeal. Suika Game isn't your first go-to, it's what you wind down with at the end of the night. Or, if you had a long day, it's what you wind down with when you get home. It's what you play while binge watching a show, or, while watching a movie, relaxing, listening to music, in between art projects. Suika Game is that perfect pickup and play game that is one of the reasons why mobile games took off so well back in the day. It's simple, but there aren't any loot boxes. There aren't any like predatory, pricing schemes where they want you to buy more fruit or buy more tries. It's what it is from the get-go. a little $3 puzzle game, a game that doesn't have a timer, a game that lets you take all that you need to decide what you want. Sueiki Game is one of those games that doesn't force you to make a decision. It wants you to enjoy the ride. Instead of having the fruit fall on their own and you decide where they land, it became a puzzle game where you choose. Suddenly, dropping fruit is still super deep and strategic, unless you want your run to end early and you want to not be able to get the faded watermelon, the legendary fruit that is harder to get than you think. What looks like a fun game on the surface is deep with lots of layers. It's relaxing, it's fun, it's chill. And suddenly, I became hooked on Sueika Game. Much like indie games from back in the day, like Downwell, that used to dominate my free time as I wanted to get further and further down, I wanted to get that watermelon. I was on a quest. So, through the physics and through almost getting a watermelon and being like one fruit before it, but then dropping an apple in the wrong position, and then suddenly launching a cherry out of the jar, or maybe perhaps just getting too much of one fruit and they don't end up touching each other, and they ended up taking too much space so the fruit couldn't make less space, and then it was game over. I was determined to get that watermelon. Suddenly, that was my goal. Getting a watermelon wouldn't mean beating the game, but getting a watermelon is the highest prize. There's no story, there's no challenge in Sueika Game. Just one simple goal: drop the fruit and get the watermelon. And suddenly, this puzzle game became way deeper than it looked like on the surface. So my quest began to get that watermelon. My hopes of finding it seemed so distant. I decided to restart the game, and I realized that there was a how to play thing, but the game didn't give you a tutorial when you started it, so I technically was only half wrong. Willing to admit my mistakes, I decided to move forward. By moving forward, I decided to try a different strategy, dropping different fruits near each other so that when I would drop a cherry next to a strawberry and then a cherry on said cherry, then the two strawberries would roll into each other and make the next subsequent fruit needed. The goal, of course, putting the fruits together to make the watermelon without them overflowing out of the jar. I threw on some Brooklyn Nine-Nine, as I've happened to do in my free time, because that is one of my favorite shows, and decided to just sit back and relax. As I did so, it began. The fruit, the fun song, the fun aesthetic, the ooh-woo faces, and the goal. Time after time, I'd find myself getting overwhelmed with giant peaches or pineapples that would push the bigger fruits upwards and then overflow out of the jar. I knew I had to keep the fruit close to the bottom. What I started doing was maintaining basically a section for bigger fruit and a section for smaller fruit to make into bigger fruit, so I wouldn't cause too much of a traffic jam. On this mission, I decided to keep going and going. Unfortunately, I made way too many peaches and we were back at square one. Being back at square one meant only one thing. We start over, and there's more fruit. Tetris 99 may have broken me. Pac-Man 99 may no longer exist, but this game is here to stay. So I continued and continued, stacking fruit on fruit. And then I saw it, the simple beauty that is Sueika Game. It's just stacking fruit, I used to think, until I realized that getting that watermelon was way harder than I thought. The closest I ever got was just a regular melon. But as I kept going, I felt myself losing more and more time in this game. I felt myself relaxing, and even when I got so close and had to start over, I still was having fun. Sueika Game proves that you don't need a giant story or a bunch of missions and challenges to make a great game, let alone a good puzzle game. Those are nice added bonuses, and those have made many great games, but sometimes you just need a fun concept, a cute aesthetic, and simple gameplay, and to cost $3. Suika Game ended up being one of my favorite games that I've played in my off time this year. It was so relaxing going from game to game and then playing Suika in the middle. Yes, I still haven't gotten that watermelon, but I'm still trying. I'm about 4 or 5 days in with my hopes of trying to get a watermelon, but I'm going to keep trying every day as I wind down from playing other games at the end of the night. Suika Game is one of the most relaxing games I've played in a long time, and I see why so many live streamers play it. It's easy to balance the game while reading chat at the same time, and with no timer, that means you can just wait to place a fruit down. Yes, the physics are a little wonky, and yes, you get what you see, but sometimes getting what you see is getting all that the game needs to offer you to be a good game. Suika Game has taken the internet by storm for so many reasons, but now I can see why. I definitely enjoyed playing it, and I would recommend it to other people. With that price point, it's hard not to. With the cute aesthetic, it's fun, and I love a good puzzle game. The concept is different enough, and it kind of reminds me of why I fell in love with Peggle so much back in the day. Which, speaking of which, can they please just put Peggle on Switch? Like, Peggle 2 On the Go was made for Switch. They put Peggle on the DS back in the day. They've clearly worked with Nintendo. Just put Peggle on Switch. Please. Please put Peggle on Switch. But this episode's not about putting Peggle on Switch. That would probably be like 30 or 40 minutes of me begging, crying, going through the stages of Peggle not being on Switch and looping back to crying again. Suika Game is something I definitely recommend. And even though this episode is way shorter than usual, sometimes you just need to take a quick little break, hang out with the game, and drop some fruit and hope to get a watermelon. Sometimes the simplicity is what makes something fun, and it made me glad that I picked this game up. Suika Game, I finally understand you, and you are definitely a great time, even if I may drop a fruit and launch a baby cherry out of the jar and have to start all over. Sometimes those physics can really get you. But that'll do it for this episode of Late Night Sprites. Thank you so much for staying tuned. As promised in the announcement, there is some fun stuff to come. Thank you so much for sticking with me. And head over to latenightsprites.blogspot.com if you want some fun written content about movies, shows, and music. So basically, what's going to be is that in the future, I may talk about a movie on here every once in a while, and I may do some non-gaming content, but a bulk of the non-gaming content is going to be over on the blog. So definitely check that out when you have the time. But thank you so much for listening. If you want some gaming-related content, then feel free to listen to a bunch of the episodes I have on here. If you want something to just vibe to, definitely pick up this game. If you want some non-gaming content, you can check out one of my last episodes where I basically went through cartoon reboots and sequels that I like and don't like, and also my opinion on the idea as a whole. But that's it for now. So thank you for sticking around. Take care of yourself. Take care of your mental health. I'm Homecoming Hero, and I will be back with another Late Night Sprites episode soon enough. Take care. So, small little end of the episode update. I finally got the watermelon. Like, it took about 2 or 3 days worth of time. And I mean dedicating a good amount of time. The strategy that I would do is I'd kind of line all the fruit up, and I would basically try to keep fruit that I know that would basically combo into other fruit up the chain. So for example, I'd put a cherry next to a strawberry next to a grape, because if I get another strawberry, I would drop it on another strawberry, and then the grape rolls into the grape and makes like the onion pumpkin thing, and so on and so forth. But yeah, so this is a little end of episode update in the future where After I finished recording this episode, I decided to play the game a little bit more. And lo and behold, just chilling playing the game while, as jokingly enough, while watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I ended up getting said watermelon. So the quest for the watermelon has been completed. I did it. That being said, this game is still amazing, but I thought I would add that little tidbit in there.